Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have reached the final show of the work week, but more importantly, the final show before the first holiday weekend since, what, President's Day? Valentine's Day does not count. So in terms of federal holidays, would it be the first one since President's Day? I think it is. I mean, Easter is a holiday to a lot of people, but not a federal holiday. Obviously, it's a Sunday, so a lot is closed. But this is definitely the first holiday weekend since the nation entered this stage of pandemic. And I'm intrigued by the idea of a holiday in quarantine. And I know not everybody is in that situation. I am thrilled for those of you who have some options and are being smart, but are able to go out to dinner or to have dinner at a restaurant with people. I'm sure your experience has been the same over the last couple of days, even the last week or so. I've seen family, some in Wisconsin. I've seen friends in the Heartland, in parts of the South, even I'm trying to think where else, Ohio. I've seen friends go out and post photos of them being out. I have a really good friend who lives in Denmark, and she and her husband went out to dinner on Thursday for the first time since everything started in Europe. And so it makes me happy to see those of you out and about and being smart, of course. In the pictures that I've seen inside restaurants, the places are wide open. So restaurants are operating on 25% capacity or 50% capacity. Some friends of mine, you know, posted on Facebook that there was no one within 10 feet of them. And so they were in their own little corner of the restaurant. So I'm happy for those of you who have a few options and really can support your local businesses over these next few days that will make up the holiday weekend. And if that's you, I hope you have perfect weather and the weekend is exactly what you need. I'm not quite to the weekend, but I do have some big plans. Wait until I tell you. I'm not going very far, but I do have some big plans. And so I'm excited to head into this Memorial Day weekend. I will still be doing the show coming up on Sunday night into Monday, and then Monday night into Tuesday. We will be here, probably going to be taking a week off in June, later in June, because my family is making plans to come up to New Jersey from Washington, D.C. area and from Houston. So my mom actually will be getting on a plane. I'm very proud of her. She's not a fan of flying anyway, but she's all getting ready to wear her mask and travel and get through the airport and be really careful. So, yeah, it's good to get a little motion. It's good to get a little forward momentum, especially for people who have been out of work and need to get back and get those paychecks and get their family back on some solid footing. So I'm excited to hear from you over these next 4 hours. We have a couple of fun topics, I think, and also a couple of things that made me laugh on Thursday. And I have a question that I want to throw out for you as well. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. These are challenging times, and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact the team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So I'm just going to throw this out there, not because we're going to hear from Ryan Fitzpatrick right this second, but I don't know if there's been a bigger topic in, at least in my family or my friends group, than quarantine hair. Okay, I'll just be honest. I mean, we've talked about a lot of things. Certainly, we've talked about the virus. But outside of the virus itself and outside of, you know, the fact that the world is kind of been in this weird holding pattern, topics inside quarantine, well, they generally revolve around what? Toilet paper, the grocery store, where you've been today, what the weather's been like. I've never talked about the weather so much in my entire life. My mother loves to talk about the weather, but now I'm talking about the weather with pretty much everybody that I know. What else do we talk about while we're in quarantine? I'm trying to think of some other things that I've had conversations with that have been really pertinent. How long it's been since I put gasoline in my car. That's been a funny one. when people might be able to travel and, of course, canceling plans. Those have all been major topics. But I'm pretty confident that at least in my family, maybe because we're goofballs, but we have sent more photos of our hair than probably anything else. And because my hair is, well, it's turning into the shape of a football. So it's not just getting longer, it's growing outward as well. And so I think it's been kind of funny to send my family goofy pictures of my hair. And my sister-in-law, we've had this whole thing going on about whether or not I should allow her to cut my hair. And then my brother will send me snap videos where his hair is literally standing straight up. My mom just got her hair done on Monday, and so she's very excited. We got to see all the pictures of her with her hair. And so if you have not seen Ryan Fitzpatrick and what his hair looks like in quarantine, now I understand he likes to wear the big hair and the big beard. But right now, if maybe producer Chris can find a photo of him, he was doing a podcast and talking about the Dolphins and Tua Tagovailoa, the Dolphins draft pick, and there were some still photos out there of his hair. Oh my goodness. He is maybe 2 weeks away from being Tom Hanks on Castaway. It is hysterical. I do not know how he fits a helmet over that thing, but even so, the beard, at some point that beard is going to restrict his peripheral vision. It's just going to get so big and bushy that it restricts his peripheral vision, or that he can't get his helmet on because it's too bushy and it's like all bunched up around his ears. Anyway, so you've got to see the photo of Ryan Fitzpatrick. It was one thing that made me laugh on Thursday just because he is the very definition of big hair, don't care. He is. And he's surpassed Ben Roethlisberger. So Ben, we know, has now gotten a haircut. At least that's been the report with him and his receivers. And remember, he got scolded by the governor for getting a haircut in a barbershop, the governor of Pennsylvania. So he's not in the same category anymore, but he was. I mean, there were a few months there where it was hard to recognize Ben Roethlisberger. Yeah, you can see Ryan Fitzpatrick's eyes in amongst his bushy hair. But a couple weeks away and he will be Tom Hanks in one of my favorite movies of all time. Has a little more meat on his bones than Tom Hanks did in Castaway. But if you need a laugh, Ryan Fitzpatrick will certainly give you one. So check out our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and also our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. We definitely will do some QB news a little later in the show. And we'll let you hear from Ryan Fitzpatrick about Tua Tagovailoa. And it's not as though you can't rattle Fitzpatrick. I mean, he sometimes blows up in the worst possible moments. And what was it? Who was it recently who told us that he had played? Shoot, it was just, oh my gosh. He told us that he played with Fitzpatrick. Why am I not remembering who this is? And he said that the issue with Fitzpatrick is that he has such incredible trust and confidence in his receivers that he very often will put the throw where he's sure his receiver will be, and then his receiver is not there. And so it turns into an interception, or it turns into a bit of a mess. But that Fitzpatrick himself, we know, obviously, he's really smart. He went to Harvard, and that he's such a great leader and so passionate about being in the control room. Oh, it was the Bills center, Eric Wood. It was Eric Wood, right? That's who it was that we talked to earlier this week. And so he had played with Fitzpatrick as well. And so it was really interesting to hear from him about Tua. And you can tell that he's got a good handle on the situation. And you know why? Because he's been in this situation before. I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick has thrown touchdowns for 8 different teams in the NFL. He started for 8 different teams in the NFL. And you could look at it one way and say, well, it's because it's not good enough for him to hook on anywhere. But the man has made a living playing football and continues to find jobs and find starting gigs even at his advanced age, at least advanced football age, because he can adjust and adapt and lead. And of course, because he can throw the football. Oh my gosh. So producer Chris, I can't even talk while looking at the man. What? Oh my gosh. And it's got flow to it as well. So it's got some major body. Please check out our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. It is fantastic. Oh my gosh. So anyway, Ryan Fitzpatrick speaking to me on this Thursday. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. A couple of other things that I think will be fun on tonight's show. I don't normally watch this show, which I think I should. Maybe just because Peyton Manning is so entertaining. But generally, when it comes to the time I spend watching sports, I don't have a lot of time for the, like, the goofy stuff, you know, the stuff that's kind of peripheral, because I'm so busy watching actual events, which certainly doesn't apply this spring. But during the NFL's 100th season, which was just going on here in the last few months, Peyton Manning did this series of kind of fun videos in which he invited big names from the world of football. And he did it kind of as a celebration of the 100th season of the NFL. And it was called Peyton's Places, and it was on ESPN Plus. And so I hadn't watched any of them. Again, mostly just because you're kind of wrapped up in the actual football that's going on, even though I love Peyton Manning. But it was maybe a month ago, month and a half ago, that they were airing them back to back to back to back to back to back to back. I can't remember if it was on the NFL Network. It might have been. But I recorded several of them that looked interesting to me just to see kind of how, you know, how much fun it was and what the dealio, yo. So I happened to record the one in which he and Tom Brady went to Jim Nance's house. Jim wasn't there, but Jim was playing his part. It was really funny, actually. Jim Nance has a great sense of humor, which doesn't always come out when he's on TV. And I mean, it does come out with Tony Romo some, but in this particular case, he was not in work mode at all. And he was the get off my lawn guy. It was pretty funny. Anyway, so Peyton and Tom, they pull up to Jim Nance's gate. And they kind of go through the whole process of figuring out what his password is. His passcode at the gate was, hello, friends.
Hello, friends.
Exactly. Anyway, so they bust into his house, and he's got a mini golf hole with an elevated tee box and a green in his backyard. And they were kind of teasing that those looked like they were along the course, or the hole looked like they were replica azaleas and everything else. This is somewhere in California. It's not the Bay Area, but it was not that far from the Bay Area. Anyway, they didn't tell us where Jim Nance's house was, but they're in the backyard. They're both wearing suits too, which I thought was really interesting. I'm not sure why. They never did explain why both Peyton and Tom Brady were wearing suits, but they were. Peyton was in the kind of suit I've seen him in a bunch, which is kind of a dark blue, not quite navy, but a darker blue, and then an orange tie. And Brady was also wearing a suit, though it didn't appear to have anything to do with Patriots colors or whatever.
I have no knowledge of anything.
But they're in suits and ties, like suit coats and ties, and they're in Jim Nance's backyard, and neither one of them takes off their suit coat or their tie to start hitting golf balls. So it was only about a 53-yard hole, and so it was really more of a chipping exercise. And it was downhill, and they were playing kind of a closest to the pin. Until later in the episode of Peyton's Places, they started doing, it's kind of the Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, off the ceiling, off the backboard, you know, nothing but net kind of a thing. And so they were trying to hit golf balls off Nance's house and then drop them onto this green that is in his backyard. Anyway, so that part was really funny. I mean, it was just cute because Jim Nance gets home and he's like yelling at his security company, "What's the good of having a security company if you can't stop Peyton Manning from breaking in?" And then he says, "It's not like Peyton Manning and Tom Brady can escape from you on foot." Anyway, so... Exactly. And so it was really fun to see the two of them away from the football field, which is what we're going to get when they are on the golf course with Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods. And the reason I watched this particular episode on Thursday is because I was kind of wondering what their rapport is like away from the football field and away from a formal event. Though, again, they were both wearing suits, and I have no idea why.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah, I don't know why either. And so they were standing on the tee box, and in between shots, they're talking about some of the biggest moments in their career, some of their AFC championship games. You may remember they've met up, or they did meet up four times in the AFC championship. And obviously each had a special moment, and they went through some of the late finishes, the late, like close and late dramatic finishes, like the one in Denver in 2015 when there was a 2-point conversion attempt by the Patriots that would have, I think it would have tied the game if I remember correctly, but maybe it would have put them ahead. So they went through that whole sequence, and they were really complimentary and respectful of each other, which I thought was fun. But you know what else they went through that has nothing to do with golf? Because this is before the match was scheduled. They went through the tuck rule game. So Peyton goes all the way back to, and he's got some, you know, he's got some video on the show. He goes all the way back to when Tom Brady first got on the field for the Patriots, a game in which Drew Bledsoe was, I mean, his face guard, his face mask and his mouth guard were bent by a nasty hit he took on the sidelines. And so Tom Brady comes into the game there's that whole sequence where they talk about Brady getting on the field for the first time and how he really uses that to inspire, because he was draft pick number 199, and he knew if he messed up, he might not get another opportunity. So he went out there and he tried to make the most of it. And I mean, we know what happened from that point on. But they get to the tuck rule game in the snow, and it's really funny. Brady is talking about how he's driving to the stadium and he gets stuck in traffic because of the snow, so he has to call Patriot security to have them send a police escort just so he can get to the stadium because the snow is so bad. And he gets to he gets to the old stadium, and there's already 6 inches of snow on the field. And so they get to that point and they go through the whole sequence with the tuck rule. And Brady admits he was definitely not throwing the football. He was bringing his arm back down and he lost control of the football, but he was definitely not. It wasn't, you know, him throwing the football. He wasn't like cocking his arm to throw the football. He was pulling it back down. And so anyway, they go through that whole sequence, and they're pretty sure that Bill Belichick created the tuck rule, that he actually wrote the tuck rule. So it was just, I tell you all of that because it was funny. So if you ever find the episode of Peyton's Places that features Tom Brady, it was funny. But also because we're going to get these two guys on Sunday mic'd up. Now, you can imagine Phil and Tiger. I mean, they're used to the trash talking on the golf course, you know, between the two of them. They've done their own charity events before, but they're also much better golfers. I mean, as good as Peyton and Brady are, they're not professional golfers. And so it's going to be interesting, I think, to see the two of them out of their element, where they're not the GOATs. I mean, they're so used to being the best players. They're so used to being psychologically above, you know, what everybody else is on the field. They're so used to be having the experience and the wisdom and being able to see what's happening at the line, watch what the defense is doing, change the plays, dictate. I mean, they're just so used to being large and in charge and in command and being successful. And now they're going to be on the golf course. We're sure they're good golfers. I'm not saying they aren't, but they're not the best of the best and they're not the goats. And they're going to be with two guys who are far and away much better golfers. And so I think it's going to be interesting, the dynamic. And I really hope that we get some of the trash talking and some of the humor that we get with these guys when the pressure is off. They're competitive. They want to win. But it's a charity match, and golf is not their number one game. It's not their best skill. And the two of them together are hysterical. I mean, we know Peyton's funny, but when Tom Brady is not sitting in front of a microphone and hundreds of media people, or he's not talking about football, or similar to the Howard Stern situation, he's not under Bill Belichick's umbrella of this is how we handle media, he is really funny.
I'm not a science computer.
He's funnier than fake Tom Brady, even. I mean, he's really funny, and also his language. I don't know. I mean, I don't recall that Peyton had to be bleeped out at all in this particular episode of Peyton's Places. Certainly Brady did, and he drops a fair number of words that had to be bleeped out. And so I'm really intrigued by what it's going to be like. I'm really intrigued by what it's going to be like when they get out there with Phil and with Tiger. We obviously know Phil and Tiger can talk smack, and they enjoy these kind of situations. But after watching this episode of Peyton's Places with Brady, now I'm even more interested in the golf match, and not so much for the golf, but because it's not their natural habitat. It's different, and they're not going to be the best of the best, and because they're super funny.
Losing feeling in my toes.
Let's hope he's not standing in a creek somewhere and has to be able to roll up his pant legs and hit a ball out of the water. Anyway, so I'm excited. I'm excited to see what happens this weekend and to kind of get the two of them along with Phil and Tiger on the microphone so we can hear them interact. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I highly recommend that edition of Peyton's Places, by the way. It was really funny, especially the Jim Nantz cameos. And then, let's see, coming up next, I want to do... You know what? Well, I'll throw out my question that I've lined up for tonight.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Kevin Harlan on the Westwood One Radio Network. You heard the Omaha in there, if you listen really carefully, before Peyton takes off and runs. And I've often said Peyton Manning has cinder blocks for feet. Really, the Mannings were not blessed with great foot speed, but neither was Tom Brady. And actually, they talked about that in this half-hour special of Peyton's Places. They actually talked about how Tom could not retire until after he had gotten over 1,000 yards rushing for his career. And they joked about it, but then Peyton says, well, the reason I went back for my senior year at Tennessee is because I was at minus 180 yards rushing going into my senior year, and I was determined to at least get into positive numbers, but he said, no, that didn't happen. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I honestly do think it'll be really funny to see those two guys, plus Phil and Tiger, who also have great senses of humor. Now, we didn't always see it with Tiger Woods, let's be honest. But this kinder, gentler, softer, more human, more damaged, more broken Tiger Woods. I mean, he's gotten in touch with his own sports mortality. And even though he came back and won the Masters, this is a man who is not hiding anymore. He's not putting up a false front. He's not delivering a fraudulent image. I mean, he's very human now, and I appreciate that. It was a similar situation with Kobe Bryant when he got injured late in his career and then joined social media. And I think kind of realized he wasn't invincible and became a guy that I liked, actually, that I enjoyed hearing from and that I could root for, where I had never rooted for him before. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Coming up top of the hour, longtime NFL tight end Reggie Kelly. He played for both the Falcons, so in the NFC South, as well as the Cincinnati Bengals. So really excited for you to hear what he had to say about Joe Burrow and about also about Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski, who plays the same position with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So coming up top of the hour. Plus, I did ask him his opinion on the Rooney Rule, both the part that was tabled as well as the expanding of the requirements for the interviews. And Reggie, we met in Atlanta at the Super Bowl a year and a few months ago. And we've become fast friends. In fact, I consider him to be a brother, and he calls me a little sis. He definitely is bigger than me. And so it's been really cool to have him on the show whenever we have the opportunity. He's also a great cook. So you can find us on Twitter if you want to see the photo of Ryan Fitzpatrick. It's hysterical. I really do think that he is a couple of weeks away from Tom Hanks on Castaway. But our friend Jack says on Twitter, looks like Moses descending from the mountaintop. Yeah, that's so true. So, okay, here's our question. We're going into a Memorial Day weekend, and it's a long weekend. It's a federal holiday. It's different. Everything about this spring is different, but there's much to be inspired by over the course of a Memorial Day weekend. And I was thinking about who inspires me right now? And I thought that would be a good question to throw out to you. So as we head into our holiday weekend, it's a simple question that we want you to answer on our social media, or you can give us a call. Who inspires you right now in your lifetime, where we are, whether it has to do with the spring and the pandemic, or whether it's someone else in your life, or maybe it's an athlete who inspires you. It doesn't have to be someone that you know personally. It can certainly be someone that you see in the sports world. And sometimes it's good to have different people who inspire you. So I'd love to hear from you. And Chris will put up a spot on our social media where you can weigh in. But the question's pretty simple. Who inspires you? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Bob Uecler is joining us from his super secret home base. Bob, I hesitate to put you on the spot, but if you would like to answer the question about who inspires you, that would be great.
Well, it's a personal answer, but okay. It kind of dovetails with the weekend. I definitely take Memorial Day and its meaning very seriously. I always enjoy going to the parades and paying homage to the veterans. And my late father-in-law was a World War II veteran. And he was just one of the, Amy, you know, the Greatest Generation stuff, right?
I mean, yes.
He epitomized that. And when I think of him and the way he lived his life, it's easy to draw inspiration from that. Again, I would love to give you an answer that is more relatable.
I think that's relatable for a lot of people.
And Memorial Day weekend, I think, is particularly, germane to the topic. But again, you'd have to know, in this case, the man. But I think you understand the type we're talking about here. And on this Memorial Day weekend, I think it's important to keep all veterans in mind.
Yeah, for sure. It's a weekend that should feature some perspective as we remember those who paid the ultimate sacrifice to serve our country and to defend our freedom. So, Bob, that's a wonderful answer. And how long did you have him with you, you and your wife?
He lived till he was 96 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Just a couple of years ago.
Aww.
He is from the state of Maine. And, you told me last night that you're from New England. And you know the old Yankee, I'm talking about that type. Just, really strong, silent, inspirational. But there are a lot of him types like that out there that we can all draw inspiration from.
Oh, that's a great answer, Bob. Thank you for being the first one to answer the question on the show.
Oh,
and I hope hope that you have a really nice weekend. Are you off next? All right, so you are working or are you off next week?
I am off on Monday.
Okay,
it's
so we'll
a
miss
while,
you.
And I'm looking forward to sitting in the super secret safe location, watching the world go by.
Yeah, I hear that. All right, well, Bob, we'll talk to you again next week.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I went through a Peter Cetera phase when I was younger. Oh, my goodness. I would listen to him for hours. And to the point where my mother would yell at me to stop listening, you know, would yell at me to turn that off. Anyway, so it is a great song, and he has got some incredible pipes, and that really speaks to me. So we're asking you on this edition of the show. So we head into Memorial Day weekend, and I really appreciate Bob Uessler's response. Who inspires you right now? It doesn't have to be someone from the sports world. It could be someone from your own personal life, maybe someone from work, someone that has been on the front lines during the pandemic. It could be anybody. I don't care who it is, but who inspires you? On Twitter, ALAW Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And then our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's our toll-free line sponsored by Geico. Geico introduces the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers that lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. Again, 855-212-4227. So I'm not sure how many of you, I think I say so too much, or at least I have in the last 5 minutes. I'm not sure how many of you saw the Dak Prescott report on Thursday, but I wasn't sure whether to drop my mouth open, like, what? Or to laugh. And I know at some point we're going to get to the stage where quarterbacks are probably earning $45 million per year. The report surfaced on Thursday that the negotiations will soon begin for the Patrick Mahomes contract extension with the Chiefs. So they will do some preliminary discussions, and that at some point, you know, that will start to move forward. And if there's anybody who deserves to make, and by deserve, I mean, think about the business that they're in, think about what Mahomes has already meant to the Kansas City Chiefs organization, not just as the NFL MVP and as the Super Bowl MVP before the age of 25, but the excitement and the buzz and the fact that he has put the Chiefs on the map again in a way that maybe they never were, but certainly haven't been in a really long time. And he's changed the direction of that entire franchise. He's put a whole lot of new life into Andy Reid as a head coach. And he's the kind of guy that other NFL players will want to play with. I mean, there's just a lot of excitement around the Chiefs. And so if there's anyone in the NFL who deserves a contract of more than $40 million per year, thinking Monopoly money to you and me, but consider what he means to the franchise, well, then it would be Patrick Mahomes. And remember, you're paying for what's still to come. He is very early in his career. He should get better as a quarterback. And the more experience and reps and wisdom he can get under his belt, the better. And so they're just starting on this road with Mahomes. And so, yeah, you could see them wanting to pay him not only a record NFL contract, but one that, you know, that kind of blows the rest of the league away. What did we hear initially? That it was going to be a $200 million contract. All right. So we're not that far away from someone making that kind of money. Let's just say Mahomes is at $40 million over 5 years. Now, $50 million over 4 years would be quite a big jump. But the rumor about Dak Prescott that came from Chris Sims, who's a former NFL QB himself, the son of Phil Sims, and now works in the business. He's been on the show before. He reported that Dak Prescott was asking for $45 million in year five of the deal that the Cowboys have on the table. And there was another report that Dak was asking for $45 million every year of the deal. Now, according to sources at CBS Sports, or sources telling CBS Sports, neither report is true. So they're both either bad info to Chris Sims in the case of year five and $45 million. And he's being used as a pawn, which happens all the time in professional sports. You'll have agents, you'll have teams, you'll even have the league throw reports out there to particular media people just to further their own agenda. We'll call it propaganda. So there is the chance that someone is using Chris Sims, knowing that he's going to put this report out there. And I mean, I guess there's a couple ways you could look at it. You could look at it as the Dallas Cowboys were leaking it to try to get public opinion on their side. Although I just don't think that is even necessary. So I'm not sure that this came from the Cowboys. I don't know where it came from. It doesn't matter, really. Just that a lot of times these leaks and these reports are plants. They're intentional plants to create a particular narrative or add to a particular narrative, or just in general to throw the whole thing into flux. And so a couple of different sources tell CBS Sports that neither report is true, that Dak's camp is not asking for $45 million in year five, and he's also not asking for $45 million every year of the new contract. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. What I've heard and what we've heard from multiple insiders on the show, what seems to be consistent is that years is the sticking point. The number of years is the sticking point. 4 years is what Dak and his side want because they want to be able to do a new contract in either 3 years, or he would become a free agent in 4 years. And they want to be able to take advantage not only of the fact that he would still be in the prime of his career, theoretically, but also the new collective bargaining agreement, the new TV contracts that will cause the salary cap to go up for every NFL team. There's a real chance that next year's salary cap could be lower, much lower, because of the loss of revenue if the NFL doesn't have fans in the stands for these upcoming games in 2020. But we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. And so we've heard over and over, and that includes Cowboys insiders who are around the situation, are very connected to the team and to Dak, that the sticking point is years. Cowboys want to lock him in for as long as possible. In fact, there's even a report out there that initially the Cowboys asked him for a 7-year deal. But the money part is something that we talked about, I don't know, a few weeks ago, that probably with Mike Fisher of 105.3 The Fan and Cowboys SI, that the latest deal offered to Dak averaged about $35 million annually, and that the money guaranteed was well over $100 million. All right, so if you put all the money together and the Cowboys get Dak for 5 years at $35 million annually, you're talking about a $175 million contract. Not quite where Patrick Mahomes will go, but still, that's a lot of money. So right now, it's back and forth when it comes to the number of years. And no surprise, there's no real sense of urgency. It's not like he's missing OTAs. It's not like there's anything happening right now that would force them to get this deal done. Deadlines spur action. That's something that Jerry Jones is real big on. And they still have almost 2 months to get a deal finished. I mean, it could take right up until middle of July. July 15th is the deadline. But training camps aren't supposed to start until late July anyway. So it's really no big deal whether he signs the franchise tender, which would actually save the team money, or whether they end up getting this deal done. Right now, it's not danger zone. They're not anywhere close to this crazy sense of urgency. It's just something to keep talking about. But the longer the deal is not done, the more you're going to hear these outrageous reports. $45 million a year? That's insane. And I'm not saying we won't get there with NFL quarterbacks. But to take the leap where we are right now with Russell Wilson all the way to $45 million is it's insane, especially considering that, again, NFL teams could take a revenue hit this upcoming year and could end up losing money if there are no fans in the stands, or if there are only, say, 25% capacity or 50% capacity. So they're likely going to take a hit in revenue. But $45 million a year, it's hard to say what anybody's worth, but if you consider the worth of Patrick Mahomes to the Chiefs, Dak Prescott's not in that same category. Wowzers, that number is eye-popping and laughable.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.